Now, another survey. According to dating website beautifulpeople.com, Irish men are the undisputed ugliest in the world. Bit harsh, I would have thought, but whether I think it's harsh or not is neither here nor there. Is it accurate and is it fair? After all, Irish men have, I think, upped our games in recent years. To discuss this pressing national issue, we're joined by a man who obviously doesn't qualify. He's in a separate category, Henry McKean. Henry, are Irish men ugly?
Well, where I'm sitting right now, they're getting better looking all the time.
You're looking at the producer, Dan, you see. He's not looking at me, folks.
I'm looking in your direction, but then again, you're on telly. This is based on a picky LA-based dating website, and only 6% of Irish men who applied to get their profile included were accepted. And it's the people who are already on this dating website who get to choose, and they reject millions and millions of people. There's 5 million people on the website. Sweden came first, and Brazil came second on this attractive list. Ireland is last. But if you look at the data a bit closer, Dublin, Cork and Galway did quite well, but Limerick and rural parts of Ireland did very badly. I'm not saying ugly people live in Limerick, that's not true. I've met some very beautiful people out there. I met Irish men and I asked them basically how do they feel about coming last on this league table, being branded the most ugly.
I think all Italians are horrible looking.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't like the tan.
I love red hair, pale skin, love it. It's subjective.
It is subjective, isn't it?
Beauty comes from the inside. What makes me handsome? My ginger hair and pale skin.
Possibly it's true. Maybe we have lots of personality. If Colin Farrell and Pierce Brosnan and Liam Neeson are in Hollywood, that's an awful lot of guys from a small country.
And they are very handsome, but are they, you know, in the minority?
Maybe.
And would you see yourself as handsome or perhaps not? Where would you see yourself?
Middle.
Middle.
But isn't everybody?
I'm an Irish man.
He's very sexy.
I don't class myself ugly, but I don't class myself as...
So there you go, that lady just called you sexy.
That's my wife though, you know. I have seven kids.
Seven. She finds you attractive and handsome.
I don't think that known to Irish men. I think that I'm as good as any other man, any other country, you know.
Why would we be described as ugly? Surely the Irishmen have moved on from wearing, perhaps, GAA shorts on holiday and all burnt and kind of smudgy. Those days are past, and now that we're perhaps snappier dressers.
The way we're getting judged like that, I don't think it's fair at all, to be honest with you. So I think the same as any other country, because I've spent a lot of time in England, I've spent a lot of time in New Zealand. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not dressed better than any of them.
Who done this survey, obviously, you're not an Irishman or whoever they've done it is biased, you know what I mean? Because they're going to pick their own nationality.
And why do you feel that, once again, Irishmen have come last in a handsome list? Is that harsh? Is it unfair?
Obviously, they don't know us.
And where would you see yourself? Would you see yourself as a stud, as a ride?
No, just a normal bloke.
And what do the ladies think of you?
Go ask them.
What makes me handsome? My looks, my smile. We shouldn't be on the bottom list. People with their eyebrows that are attached together.
You don't
they're
like
not
it, a
handsome.
Monobrow? Some people
they're
find
not
them sexy.
Handsome.
Some girl out there might find that guy with the monobrow sexy.
Nah, it's not. I wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, I was going to jump in and defend them and say, well, look, we don't rely on our looks. We rely on our sparkling wit and scintillating personalities and all the rest of it. But judging by that motley selection that you picked there, Henry, well, I'm not so sure that the argument stands up. Anyway, look, Irish men, they're defending themselves. But look, we do have Colin Farrell and Jamie Dornan and Alan Hughes and, of course, Kieran Cuddihy on our books. So
he's incredibly handsome. Oh, he's wasted on radio.
There you go. How could this dating website call Irish men ugly? Or what was the criteria they used?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, there's thousands of people that actually try and get onto this site every day. Something they look at is noses. If they don't like your nose, you won't get on. Something called thin fat, skinny but untowed, that could actually hold you back.
What?
Also. Thin fat. So thin fat is basically someone who's thin, slim, but not toned. So they don't go to the gym. They don't have muscles. So they're extremely fussy. Also, they don't like bad skin or no hair or too much hair. But I got to meet a YouTuber, a young German YouTuber called Laura Topple. And she talks about Irish men being attractive and having a sexy look.
That's not something that you can decide by people's heritage. I think it's something that is quite unique to the person themselves.
You're from Germany.
Yes.
You're a up-and-coming YouTube star, if I could say that. Do you think Irish men are handsome, or do you think they are the ugliest in the world, to be honest?
No, I don't think they're the ugliest in the world. I think some of them are handsome. I saw one of them that I quite like.
And did anything happen between the two of you?
Just a look.
Just a look?
Yeah.
And when did this look happen?
Just like an hour ago.
So just in the street?
Yes.
And you looked at him and he looked at you?
Yes.
And there was friction, there was magic?
Yes.
And you found him handsome. Describe him to us.
Well, he had brown hair and I couldn't see his eyes, but he was carrying a bag and he was just looking handsome.
And how old was he?
I think he looked like 17, 18.
You really, really liked him?
Well, yeah.
So there you go, an attractive Irish guy.
Yeah.
Hmm. And what does he know?
Well, this is it. You've got to be so aware when you're out and about, because you never know. You could have a secret admirer like that young German girl. And, you know, that's the thing. If a girl looks at you in the street, is she looking at you thinking, I fancy you, I really want you to go over and, you know, perhaps strike a conversation?
And if you get the wrong end of the stick.
Yeah, but absolutely.
And it isn't what you think.
You know, and so honest from that German girl. I mean, you know, she almost found love, but it was just a look.
Right. What do Irish women think of the survey? Irish men being the ugliest, because after all, they're stuck with us, well, by and large.
They did quite better. Irish women did quite better in this beauty chart. Said they came sixth overall with a 35% acceptance rate. Here are Irish ladies.
There's nothing like a redhead, is there? No, I think they're pretty good looking.
So you like a redhead bloke?
Well, I'm not attracted to men sexually. My orientation wouldn't be to, but I don't think they're bad looking at all.
So your orientation wouldn't be to go for a guy, but you would still find them handsome?
Yeah, there's nothing like a good man from Kerry or something like that in a pair of Kerry football shorts.
So you do like these GEA shorts? You find them sexy?
Well, the socks more than the shorts, yeah. But they're pretty athletic, so yeah. I don't think they should be coming last anyway on the survey, that's for sure.
Which nationality of bloke is uglier than an Irishman?
German.
The Germans?
Yeah.
You don't find them sexy?
No, I don't think so, no.
Why?
Too stringent for me, I think.
I think attraction is subjective, but we have, I suppose, a smaller population, so maybe if it's based on, like, algorithms and stuff, that we just probably won't rank because there aren't enough of us.
And obviously, the gene pool in Ireland has changed hugely in 20 years. Surely that will make us better looking, no?
I don't really know what could I could say to that. That's an odd question. Maybe our humour is more what's attractive to the world, because we are very well liked internationally. Well, my Irish boyfriend is pretty handsome. You know, it's hit and miss when it comes to who I'm attracted to, but I wouldn't say they're unattractive.
Hmm. Okay. I'm beginning to feel.
Well, I have to explain my gene pool question there. I meant, you know, there's so many different nationalities that have come into Ireland from all around the world, and that does benefit our looks, because before that, it was just the same old people getting together, and perhaps they weren't that beautiful, but now it's the United Colours of Benetton out there. It's just, there's some stunning, stunning people, and I put that down to the gene pool, if I can say that, if that's okay to say.
Well, if you said it and people don't like it, you're on your own on that one, pal. What do men from around the world? What do other males from other parts of the world, non-Irish men, think about us?
You know, the feeling, to be honest with you, is very, very mixed.
I think everyone's handsome in their own way, yeah.
So you're from England,
yes.
You're from the United Kingdom, 18th on this list. Do you think people from the UK are attractive?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I'm married to an Englishman, so I would say so.
So we have an Englishman here from Leicester. Would you classify yourself as handsome?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think there's something about the Irish voice, though, an accent that's quite attractive.
According to this list, Norway number 7. Would you see yourself as handsome? You are a good-looking nation, aren't you?
Yeah, I think we are.
And what is it? Is it your Viking spirit? Is it your blue eyes? Is it your blonde hair? What is it?
Maybe a combination of that. Going to be old and fatter.
You're from Norway. Do you think Irish men are handsome? What do you think? Or do you think they're ugly?
I think they're rather handsome, actually.
You're from Liverpool. What do you honestly think of Irish men?
I think they're amazing.
And what's amazing about them?
The accent.
Do Irish men love your Liverpoolian accent?
I think so.
So it's a win-win.
It is.
And what's the best thing about an Irishman?
He can drink.
Being described as the undisputed ugliest men in the world, how does it make you feel?
I think they need to go get their eyes tested.
Yeah, definitely. There's some good Irish men.
Some?
Yeah.
And where are they?
I don't know. We have to find them.
I was born in Belize. My father's American. I live in New York City.
The Irish men at the bottom, are they handsome? Yes or no?
Yes, they are.
Henry there on why Irish men are being dubbed the ugliest men in the world. Give us your view. Actually, Henry, just before you go, people quick out of the blocks on this one. Just a few texts in already. Hi, Mark. As somebody who looks like he could haunt houses for a living, I'm both humbled and delighted to accept my first place prize on behalf of my fellow uglies. Now, when do I get my tire and bouquet of flowers, says Sean in Dublin. Ah, he's looking for a freebie there, are you? Another anonymous one, we are not a good-looking race. And then a third one, Mark, the Irish have the worst gene pool in Europe. This bears out what you were saying, Henry. That applies to both genders. We need lots of people from better-looking races to come here and breed with us.
There are some pretty people out there. There are some handsome people out there. You just got to find them. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And there is somebody sexy out there for you. If you're looking for someone who's sexy, there really is so many nationalities. Perhaps you could hook up with a Swedish person or a Brazilian person or a Dane or an Italian and help that gene pool.
Actually, just for those of you who are interested, the top five were Sweden number one, Brazil number two, Denmark number three, Italy number four and Portugal number five. And I suppose the only consolation for us is that the Brits are nowhere near the top. On that note, we'll take a break. Thank you, Henry.